From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. We're seeing another steep slide in U.S. stocks and in other major markets over fears Europe's debt troubles could undermine global economic recovery. At last check, the Dow was down more than 330 points at 10,109. NASDAQ was down 84 at 2213. S&P 500 down 37 at 1075. The S&P 500 dropped 10% from a high in April. Analyst Alec Young of Standard & Poor's says the euro is clearly under a lot of pressure.
There's real concern that the euro, as it's currently constituted, may have to be broken up, that the currency may not survive. And because it is the world's second biggest, most popular currency behind the dollar, you know, that's a pretty significant shock.
While Wall Street grapples with a third consecutive day of losses, President Obama's campaign to revamp the financial regulatory system is entering the next phase. Today, the Senate voted to end debate. That could mean a final vote later today or tomorrow on the biggest overhaul of financial regulation since the 1930s. We're expecting to hear more details from President Obama within minutes. The Environmental Protection Agency is ordering BP to find a less toxic chemical to break up oil gushing from its offshore well in the Gulf of Mexico. Eileen Fleming reports from member station WWNO that the order applies to chemicals applied above and below the water.
The EPA says BP has 24 hours to find an alternative dispersant and 72 hours to start using it. BP has been spraying the surface spill with dispersants since it developed about a month ago. BP executive Doug Suttles says that as underwater robots proved unable to stop the leak, the company reached out for ideas.
Subsea dispersants was an idea submitted by an email to us actually quite some time back. It was about day five or six of the event, and we've been obviously using that technique since.
Dispersants had never been applied directly on oil spilling underwater and a mile below the surface. The EPA and Coast Guard had approved the plan, but now want different pre-approved chemicals used and extensive environmental testing. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Turkish state media is reporting another attack on suspected Kurdish rebels in northern Iraq. The airstrike reportedly involved about 20 Turkish warplanes. Authorities say it's still uncertain if there were casualties in this incident. The Turkish government says rebels often use northern Iraq as a staging ground for attacks on Turkey. YouTube has become the latest target in Pakistan's bid to block internet content that the government says are blasphemous to Muslims. It shut down the video sharing website hours after closing off access to Facebook. The government criticized Facebook because of an online competition to draw Islam's prophet Muhammad. An update from Wall Street: Dow's down 376 points to 10,068. This is NPR. A day after South Korea reported that one of its ships was sunk by a North Korean torpedo, Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the U.S. military is working with South Korean officials on that matter. NPR's Tom Bowman has details.
Secretary Gates told reporters at the Pentagon that he accepts the findings of the South Korean investigation that a North Korean torpedo destroyed the warship, killing 46 sailors. Both Gates and Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen declined to answer whether the attack was an act of war. Mullen replied, "We've said all we want to say on this right now." Neither of them would say what are the possible options being discussed with the South Koreans. And Admiral Mullen said U.S. forces in South Korea and offshore, some 28,000, have not been placed on a higher alert. Meanwhile, the State Department spokesman, P.J. Crowley, told reporters there will definitely be consequences for what North Korea has done. Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.
Members of Afghanistan's opposition, including the Taliban, have been meeting in the Maldives this week, but the Afghan government says it does not believe any active Taliban militants are at that meeting. A spokesman for Prime Minister Hamid Karzai says Kabul did not send delegates. Karzai plans to host a national conference later this month to promote peace negotiations with insurgents. In Thailand, order is returning to parts of the capital, Bangkok, that were under siege for some 2 months before the military's latest crackdown. However, the capital and 23 other provinces will remain under nighttime curfew for 3 more days. In the U.S., a number of people filing new claims unexpectedly rose last week by the largest amount in 3 months. It was up 25,000 to 471,000. This is NPR.